From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're joining us and I hope you'll stay tuned for the next quarter hour, as today the Reverend Andrew Patterson is letting the Bible speak. But before we hear the message, let's take just a few moments and listen to some words in song.
Folks, good to be with you again today, and I trust that you're keeping well, and it's good to have you again for our short time around the Word. I'm going to read Revelation chapter 7 and beginning at verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God. Amen. Just ending there at the end of verse 11. Every day we are faced with the statistics. Each number a person, a family loved one who has been taken from this scene of time. It has become an everyday part of life, so much so that no doubt there are many who deliberately do not sit in front of the news broadcast to hear them anymore. People do not want to think of death, and yet it surrounds every one of us. And sadly for those bereaved family members that have chosen to be interviewed about the passing of their family member, how few make any reference to the hope of the gospel or of the blessed assurance that they will see their loved one again in heaven. I know not how it is with you, but when I hear those numbers, the one question that I am prone to ask myself is, where are those dear eternal souls now? It is either heaven or hell, and there's only one authority by which we can know who will be in heaven and even what heaven will be like, and that is the eternal word of the living God. And God's word, which has been cast aside in many homes and in our land in general, it reveals a lost sinner's hell where sin will be punished. Oh, my dear friend, today there is a hell. It's very real. So real that the Lord was often found speaking about it and warning men and women to flee from the wrath of God that is to come. But as sure as there is a hell, there's also a heaven. There is a place which is fairer than day. But tell me, you who are privileged to be in the land of the living, you who are, by God's providence and goodness, even residing in a land of the gospel heritage and sitting under the gospel today, will you be there? I want to just bring a little glimpse of heaven to you as it is revealed to us in these words of Revelation 7 that I've read. It was John who on the Isle of Patmos was to be given the great visions that are to be seen in the book of the Revelation. And in these verses he's given a glimpse of what it will be like in glory. God has allowed us, the reader, to take a look in to get a little preview, a little taste of what it will be like to be there. We know from the opening words of verse 9 that John is speaking about something remarkable. He says, after this I beheld, and lo. And you see that little word, lo. It means stop. Think about this. Behold this. And there's nothing more remarkable than that any should be found standing before God in the glories of heaven. But here John speaks of the great company that will be in glory. It's a great multitude. That one sinner should ever be found in the presence of God in heaven would speak of the mercy of God. But what of this great multitude? Everyone that has ever been born of man and has ever lived on this earth are by nature the children of wrath. We're sinners who have fallen short of the glory of God. Yet here's a great multitude who are redeemed and in the glories of heaven. And that can only speak to me of the vastness of God's love and the vastness of his mercy. God could have chosen to save none, and he still would have been just. But he chose a great multitude that should be saved, redeemed, and one day join with him in heaven. And they are there solely because of the mercy of God. God the Father who chose them. God the Son who died for them on the cross of Calvary. God the Spirit who brought them to that saving faith in Christ. Well, the hymn writer puts it like this: oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free. And it leads us to that well-known verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But I want you also to see this great multitude is innumerable, for it says in verse 9, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number. There cannot be a number put on it. False cults of our day will try and tell us that there's only a certain number going to be in heaven. But they're proved to be false prophets. For God has said through his servant John that the great company of heaven will be such that no man can number them. This is in complete fulfillment of the promise that God gave to Abram as the father of the faithful. He was to bring him out one evening onto those plains of Mamre, and God told him to look up to the skies and to start counting the stars. And like it would be any day, that is impossible for man to do. There are stars closer to the earth than others. God has so created them that they would function and shine in different centuries. And as Abram was standing looking at those stars, God was to give him a promise. Genesis 15, verse 5 says, "And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars," or number the stars, "if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." That promise made to Abram way back through the centuries of time will be a promise kept and seen in this innumerable number of God's redeemed that will be in heaven. These words tell us the company will be multinational. There will be those from every nation, kindred, people and tongue. The saving message of the gospel was not only for the Jew. These were God's own people. And when Christ returns, there will be a remnant of the Jewish nation that will yet be saved. But the message was to reach the Gentile as well. And thus we have Rahab and Ruth, for example, mentioned in the Old Testament times, who were saved Gentiles. Paul was to be a preacher unto the Gentiles. You see, men and women, the message of Christ is for the whosoever that believeth. And thank God there will be those in heaven who were from their own Catholic background. Roman Catholic can be saved by God's grace. They can have the assurance of heaven now. The Muslim can be saved. Those caught up in the cults can be saved. Those caught up in the vice of many heinous sins can be saved and will be part of this great company. Nicodemus was a religious man. And yet he was taught one evening by the Lord that the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. It is not our business to know where or upon whom the wind of God's Spirit is blowing. We only rejoice that God is still saving souls and preparing souls to be part of this great company. Oh, but tell me, you who are sitting here under the very message of the gospel which is able to save your soul, you who have the Bible before you and you're able to read it freely and you know what the scriptures say, of your need to be saved, of the Saviour who came from heaven, of eternity that lies beyond the grave. Tell me, my friend, as I speak of heaven, as I speak of this great company of people, will you be there? Will you be part of this company? That is my prayer, that none will be missing. And so today, if God's Spirit is striving with you, I pray that you might bend the knee, you might confess your sin and repentance of it unto the Lord. You might ask him to save you and to wash you in his precious blood. I want to thank you for listening, and until next time, God bless.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak. Thank you.